The following episode was recorded before March 2024, and while the content shared is valuable and useful, it features Rob, who is no longer involved in the business.
Hey, it's Rob and Kennedy.
Hello, today on the Email Marketing Show, we're talking about a little technique we created so you can read the minds of your subscribers to know exactly how they found you, where they came from, and then what made them actually buy.
Now, just before we get into that, we've put together something really cool for you, and people are loving this. Oh, it's also totally free as well, because we know that you want to make more sales from your email marketing. That's why you're here. That's why you're listening to us in your ear holes. But you can't make sales if no one is clicking the links that you put in your emails. That's why we decided to put together 12 really creative ways to get more clicks in every email you send in a new download that we're calling Click Tricks. It's yours totally free as a listener of this podcast today. All you have to do is head over to emailmarketingheroes.com/tricks.
He always sings the girls' harmony in musical theatre songs when he's in the car. It's comedy hypnotist Robert Temple.
And he hates being called Ken. Contrary to popular belief, it's psychological mind reader Kennedy. Not as much as I hate being called Barbie, though, mate. I wish people would stop calling you Ken and then they'd leave me the fuck alone. So, obviously, Ken has a backstory to it, right?
It does, yeah. I mean, basically, Ken is part of the pen name I use in another niche to keep things really separate. So when people in that niche are searching for stuff, they don't have to wade through all these different things. So it's my own fault, but I fucking hate it.
That Ken's one of the gurus in the barbed wire juggling niche. Honestly, you should go and check it out.
So you're in the car, you put the musical theatres on,
yeah,
and there you are, alphabering it up.
Whenever I've been in the car with anyone and I belt out a good Wally of a tune and sound like a Wally, obviously if you've got a song and you've got like a guy and a girl singing, they obviously harmonise by singing at different, whatever that's called.
Oh, you're getting technical now.
Different whatever those are called, those things.
Yes.
And I always go for the one that's being sung by the girl, and it was years and years and years down the line before I realised this. So, yeah, very strange. Just an odd habit I can't get out of. I try and do it, and it still comes out.
One day more. One more day to revolution.
Exactly. That was Kennedy, just so you know. That wasn't me belting that out.
Hello there, we are a stage hypnotist and a psychological mind reader turned email marketing geeks who give course creators, coaches, and membership site owners everything that you need to use psychology-driven email marketing to be the email marketing hero in your business. That means you make more sales more predictably in less time with a brand new episode every email marketing Wednesday.
It's just Wednesday, mate. Get back in your box.
If you haven't already, make sure that you hit the subscribe button on your podcast player. If you're new around here, hello, welcome. Make sure you hit subscribe on your podcast player so you don't miss an episode of the show.
And as you're listening to this, grab a quick screenshot of the episode that you're listening to, or take a selfie and show us your lovely face. Share it on Instagram on the stories and tag @RobAndKennedy. We'll share it to our feed as well. We get a little tingly feeling every time we see somebody do that. A little notification pops up that says somebody's just shared this little picture of you, of your podcast, and we love it. So go and do that. Go and do that. Give us the tingles.
Give us the tea. Before we get into the sponsorship read for this week, Rob, I just want to talk about Psychology Sundays for a second, because I know I've been bleating on about it, but actually it only lasted how long?
3 weeks. 3 weeks. I did 3 weeks. Well, the problem is I was only going to do it once, and as soon as the words left my mouth, I thought, well, that's got a ring to it. I can keep going with this. And then Sundays happened, and I realised Sundays are a terrible day to commit to do anything for your business, because especially when the weather's nice, I was off doing other things and forgot.
When the weather's nice, you don't take your phone with you because it's on a long cable, isn't it, attached to the wall
exactly.
In your kitchen.
The downside of batch recording podcasts is I think I've probably said, and join me on Sunday for Psychology Sunday after we'd stopped doing them. So if you're confused and you feel like you've been sent on a wild goose chase, just send a refund request for the podcast and somebody will take it out and carry it for you. They'll tell you what to do with it.
So we thought we'd tell you why so many people are switching to Keep for their email marketing automation. You see, we've been using Keep as our email marketing platform of choice for more than 12 years each, and we've actually got 4 accounts between us because it allows you to manage your contacts, build amazing email automations, and run your whole marketing and sales system all under one roof. And with their swanky new user interface, it is really genuinely beautiful to use and super intuitive. They're sponsoring this episode of the Email Marketing Show, and to get you going even faster, when you take a free trial through our special link that I'll give you in a second, you'll also get our subscriber re-engagement campaign and our overcoming sales objections campaign that we call the Interrogator, pre-installed and set up for you in your account, along with training on each of them to help you get those working for you even faster. Get all of that and your free trial all set up for you by going to our special link right now, which is emailmarketingheroes.com/keep.
You know, one of the things that loads of people do in their business, I think, is to make really important big marketing decisions based on hunches. And this is not me standing on the top of a big mountain looking down at my minions and saying, bad, naughty minions, because we did this for such a long time. Like, I can't count the number of conversations where my catchphrase, well, my instinct is, came up, which was basically, you know, my instinct is that everybody likes this, and my instinct is that that's where they're coming from, and my instinct is that that ad's not working, rather than looking at the card-hold frickin' numbers.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, it's you in marketing, people think marketing is a creative thing, don't they? Like, there's this, oh, we'll send it to the pretty pictures department, right. which is not the marketing department. It's not even the advertising department. That's the pretty pictures department. You know, it's different. And I think a lot of us get into doing some kind of marketing because we think it's kind of creative. And obviously, there is creativity within marketing. But the creativity is the way that you solve the statistical, the numerical, the data-driven problems that marketing comes up with. Because marketing fundamentally is a numbers business. It is looking at, this is what came in, this is what the process cost in time, effort, money, whatever, resource, and this is what the return was. And the big thing that I really liked when I first learned about this direct response style marketing was big brand marketing, Coca-Cola and all those big brands, they spend billions, millions on making us aware of their brand. But this style of marketing that you and I do, the style of marketing that small businesses like all of us do, has to be this much effort and money in, this much money and effort out. This is the return, and it has to be as much as possible directly attributable. I spent 100 grand on this and I made 80 grand. That was a bad time. I made a loss of 20 grand, right? Or I spent £100 and I made 105. Oh, that's good. That's lovely, right? So last month, we saw a sudden surge of people joining our membership, The League, right? I mean, people join The League every single week, obviously, but we had even more than usual. Now, if marketing was wasn't a numbers business, then we would just go, oh, that's lovely, isn't it? Great. We obviously put some really nice pictures up on the Instagram or had a really good chat on the podcast that week. But actually, we really wanted to know, where did all these people come from? Why do you want to do that? Well, one of the things that we often harp on about, and if you listen to the show for any period of time at all, is we talk about raising your peaks, doing more of what's working. And if you saw in the last month something wasn't working, oh, it didn't work, if you haven't got the data, if you haven't got the numbers, if you haven't got the bits of information that you need, you can't stop doing what's not working, you can't course correct, and you can't also look at, hang on, something worked there. How do we do more of that?
So we really wanted to dig into it. It got to about halfway through the month, and every day, Kennedy and I would throw a message back. We literally get new members joining every day, and we sent each other a message saying, what did we do, like, maybe a week ago, 2 weeks ago, a month ago, that brought in all of these people? Because that's difficult. The problem is, and here's the thing, it's very rare that somebody lands on your thing and buys it immediately, even if you're just running ads directly to the thing. A lot of the time, people will look at the thing, leave, and then it might be a retargeting ad that gets them in, or maybe they look at it three or four times before they eventually join. And so maybe they just look at the ads for months and months and months before they even click on them to see what the thing is. And so there's always a gap between somebody coming into your world and understanding who you are and actually buying something. And this is exaggerated, or it's more obvious with email marketing, because somebody joins your list today, and then next week, the week after, 2 weeks' time, 6 months' time, 9 months' time, 5 years from now, they might become a customer for the first time. And there's a huge whopping gap between when they joined and when they bought. And because you're doing all of this stuff to build your email list, like you've maybe got a podcast or a YouTube channel, you're doing guest trainings, you've got SEO happening, you're running Facebook ads, you're doing partnerships with other people, you've got affiliates promoting your paid products, you're doing all of this stuff to build your list to bring in hundreds or thousands or tens or dozens or whatever of subscribers every month. And then you've also got all the different conversion mechanisms. So you've got things like webinars and product launches and challenges and summits and everything we give you the campaigns for in the league. I mean, in the league right now, at the time of recording this, there are like 27 campaigns in the membership. By the time you listen to this, it's going to be a few more, over 30, I would imagine. Somewhere close to 30. And so that's really, really key. We've got all of these different campaigns happening. So not only do we want to know which traffic method brings the most people in, who ultimately become customers, because let's face it, not all subscribers are created equal. We've bought like endorsed mailings before, and maybe we buy one from two different marketers, and one of them comes through and gets us loads of customers. The other one comes through and doesn't get us any customers at all. Why? Well, that person's relationship with their subscriber was different. I'm not going to say not good enough, it was different. And so what that means is, if you've got all these different traffic sources, and even traffic from the same traffic sources can vary, and then you've got all the different conversion mechanisms, and some of those will work better with different traffic methods than others, you need to know which traffic method and which conversion mechanism in conjunction get you the most sales, and then the second most sales, and then the third most sales. And frankly, which ones are costing you money if you actually look at it and they say, oh, well, do you know what? They're getting me some conversions, but not at the price I can afford to keep doing it. So you've got to know those two things. That's hard to know, isn't it?
It's really hard to know, and especially it's hard to know that combination, because you might go, well, actually, this lead magnet, when I get people into this lead magnet, converts really well, but it only converts really well through this paid method, through these Google ads, whereas when I do it through Facebook ads, it absolutely tanks, and those people don't actually join my program, don't buy. So what you want to know is, how do you know, like, which ones are these things to scale? How do you know? Right. What is the magic recipe? What's the formula? This traffic method plus this conversion mechanism turns into the best results we get. Because otherwise, you're going to spend more on ads. You're going to spend more on organic, on social, on doing your SEO. You're going to invest more and more and more, and you won't know what's coming from where. And the problem is, yes, you can use Google Analytics, but the problem with Google Analytics, or any analytics platform really, most of them anyway, is they can only really map out the person's journey during that session, during that time on that particular device. So yes, you might know that at that time they went to that blog post and they opted in for that thing and then they purchased. But what about when they first joined your email list? How did they get to the blog post in the first place? Were they on your email list? How did they join it 3 months ago, 1 month ago, a week ago? What got them into your world in the first place? And that's the problem we were really trying to solve. It's in marketing technical talk, it's called attribution. It's about knowing, how do you attribute what activity you did with the result that you want to get, so you can do more of what's working and do less and stop doing all the shit that's not working, or at least be aware of what currently is not working, so you go, I need to give that a bit more time. Or heck, we've wasted too much time on this particular thing, let's just take a break from that a bit. And of course, the problem with a lot of tracking on things like ads, like Google ads, Facebook ads, all of the different platforms, is ad tracking is getting more and more difficult. Not just difficult, it's getting worse. Most of it is terrible. I can tell you now, in the last week, I've seen retargeting ads saying, hey, you didn't buy this thing, from three different things I just purchased. From big companies, really smart marketers, and big corporations alike. And why is that? It's because the technology that communicates between web pages and the ad platforms isn't good anymore, isn't good right now. Will they ever fix it? I don't know. People are saying it's the death of that kind of retargeting. I mean, I'm not sure that's going to be the case. I'm sure people are very cleverly working away in the background. But right now, it's broken, and it's worse than it's ever been.
So we've been stewing over this for years, trying to find a solution. The first thing we did, the obvious thing to do, is we tried all those really expensive tracking software solutions you've probably heard of and seen ads for. For us, they didn't work the way that we hoped they would. We also know people in the same camp. In complete fairness, we also know loads of people who are over the moon with them. Typically, they have much more linear, simple funnels, though. Run an ad to a video, somebody gets on a call gets them, a salesman gets them on the phone and closes them over the phone, and that's kind of all their business is. I say that's all their business is. That's great, but like, it's just one very linear journey. It's not lots of products, lots of things, lots of emails, lots of campaigns over time and email engines and all that stuff. So those things are really good ideas. They're just not robust enough to make it solid. But the primary problem is that the control is still somewhere else. You know, Facebook probably only have to change another couple of things and suddenly a lot of that stuff won't work anymore. And so what we knew we wanted a solution. And then Kennedy WhatsApped me with a voice message with a seed of an idea that wouldn't it be good if... blah, 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 blah. And that turned into, over a period of time, we immediately jumped on a call, and that turned into what we're going to share with you here. We've been doing this now for quite a long time, and we want to share this with you so you can immediately start doing it. And we're going to tell you what you need to do in this episode. And then if you want to watch us do it on screen with a step-by-step video, there's a free video we've put together for you at the end of this episode. If you want that, just head over to emailmarketingheroes.com/source. emailmarketingheroes.com/source. Now, the one thing I want to tell you before we get into this is that this is the simplest possible solution to the problem, right? And that's one of the things we love about this. This is not... when you look at some of those big, expensive bits of tracking software, even just understanding what they're doing, never mind how to use them, but what they're doing is complicated. This is the simplest, most... implementable option, but also it's also a really, really solid option. As in, you know how when you sometimes look at like your ads reports and it says, you know, you've had 300 people click and you've had 10 people put their email address in, and then you look in your email marketing platform and you've had 200 people click and 15 people put their email address in, and you go, oh, that's a shame, I wish those numbers added up, and they just don't. What you're looking at, what you're going to get from this, is absolute undeniable evidence of which subscribers came from where. Not just that one, you know, not just 10 of them came from ads, fingers crossed if that's correct. You're actually going to know specifically, and this is going to break down to every subscriber that comes in, what ad they came from, what traffic source it was, everything. Dead excited.
And the good news is, wherever you are in your email marketing right now, you can apply this now. If you're just getting started, like I know some listeners are, do this now. If you're already well on your way and you've got subscribers and you've got loads of subscribers maybe, you can add this in now, because we definitely had a lot of subscribers before we implemented this. That's totally fine. You can implement it at whatever stage you're at. So there's basically a couple of things that you want to track, right? Through all of this. The first one is what we call the original source. That is the original source of the subscriber or customer. That person who's in your world now, who's in your email marketing platform. What is the original source of that human being? Right? When that happens, every time that somebody opts in, who actually joins your email list, or if they buy something, you know that people join your email list by either getting a free thing or by buying something. So whenever somebody does either one of those things, you want to grab the that piece of data. It's probably just a word, Facebook ad, podcast, whatever it's going to be, about the original source of where that person came from, right? So that's the first bit of data you want, is the original source. Because you want to know, did that person come from a podcast interview that you did? Or did they come from a particular ad within a particular campaign, or from your Instagram bio? Where did they actually come from originally? The second thing that you want to be tracking is what we call the conversion mechanism that actually got them to buy. What's the conversion mechanism that actually got the person to purchase when they did? Because what we're all trying to do is track what are the things, what are the activities, the sources and the mechanisms that turn into customers. Because that's how we pay our bills. That's how we grow our team. That's how we all have more impact, is by the customers, right? So we're going to be reverse engineering the customers. What's the conversion mechanism? Oh, it was my webinar. Awesome. What was the original source of most of the people who purchased? Oh, it seems like a third of the people all came from this particular Facebook ad or from our link in bio on our Instagram. With those two bits of information, you are going to know what you need to do more of and what you need to be going, well, actually, nobody who purchased in the last 2 months came from our Twitter thing or from that challenge we did or whatever it's going to be, right? You'll know the things. You'll go, because remember, it's a bit like that Sherlock Holmes thing, isn't it? Of like, it's the absence of information can also be really insightful. What is missing? What are you doing that's just not showing up in the original source or the conversion mechanism area? What is missing? And that tells you, for some reason, that's not converting. Now, it could be because you're not sending many people through that thing. Like, you've got to ask why. Of course, right? So how do we actually do that, Rob?
So what we're going to look to do is to have a couple of custom fields inside your email marketing platform that you will store those bits of information in. Again, we'll show you how to do this in the video. Podcasts are not a good place for us to teach this technical malarkey. So we made a video to show you it. But basically, we're going to grab where somebody came from and what made them buy and stick those into custom fields inside the email marketing platform that can't be overwritten or changed. And what's amazing about that, what's really, really cool about this, is that now you can, once a month, have a meeting with yourself, right, and your team if you've got one. So either, and please do this, because even if you're a solo entrepreneur, this will be so valuable. Sit down, have a meeting with yourself, open a spreadsheet, a Google Sheet or an Airtable or whatever you want, and open your email marketing platform in a different tab, and then run a report that will show you how many people came in from each of the major traffic sources you've got going on, which conversion mechanisms were converting them. And then by looking at those together, you can figure out which traffic source turns into the highest conversions. You can work out which traffic sources and which conversion mechanisms aren't converting. Is one conversion mechanism working with one traffic source but not with another? That tells you, okay, great. That means that, you know, from really cold traffic, this conversion mechanism doesn't work. But with warmed up traffic, it does. Therefore, I need to put something in to make this work better with cold traffic, or just never run cold traffic people through that thing. You need to figure out what's the lead time and the value of every new subscriber from each of the sources. So how long does it take somebody from that ad to turn into a subscriber versus somebody who comes in from me doing a guest training thing? If you go and do like a guest training in somebody's a members area or something, that should convert higher than somebody who's a stone cold ads buyer. Nothing wrong with that. There's not a lot you can do to fix it, but you have to be aware of it, because you have to be able to factor in, well, in that case, I need to do more of those training things in order to make the money to fund the ads to keep that lead time profit, possible. And then if something's working, do loads more of it. Something isn't, figure out why or stop doing it altogether. Because that spreadsheet, that meeting, that little 30-minute sit-down you have with yourself where you open up open a new tab for the last 30 days in your spreadsheet or in your Airtable and say, right, let's run a report for that date to that date, and let's go through and figure out where everybody came from and what made those people buy within that time frame. That is such a powerful thing to do.
I mean, basically, it allows you to know how every single customer originally came into your world, into your business, and you will know that for months and years in the past. And you've got the answers to those questions of what's working with concrete proof. Attached to every single contact in your email marketing system, there'll be a field which tells you where they originally came from. We call that original source. And then another field which tells you what converted them. And you'll know those two bits of information unquestionably. No gut instinct, no cognitive bias from you whatsoever based on where your attention is at that time. And it basically means you're allowing yourself to stop wasting time doing all the stuff that you don't even know that you're wasting time doing. There's stuff in your life, in your business right now, you don't even know you're wasting time doing. You're already busy. You're already way too busy. And if you could just focus on the things that actually are working by these two pieces of data, which are hardwired in, they don't rely on pixels talking to different platforms, and it's in a place where you own it. It's not like it's in Facebook's ad backend or it's in Google's backend where you never know what they're going to take away from us because of different data privacy laws. You've got that information attached to that record so you can see it on a person-by-person basis.
I would say that you should not do any more list building. Now you've listened to this episode. Before this episode, you had an excuse, right? But now you've listened to this episode, I don't think you should do another single jot of list building. Not one iota of list building until you've implemented this. It will take you less than half an hour to set this up in the first bits of your business, and then you'll just roll it out over a period of time into the different elements of your business. You're just going to add something to each of your little list building methods. So the quicker you do this, the better it'll be, because you'll not have as many now as you will by next week or next month or next year.
And if you're thinking, okay, that sounds good in theory, but how do I do it? I'm not a technical person. We realised that. We did not want to leave you high and dry. That's why we've put that video over at emailmarketingheroes.com/source. And we'll actually walk you through on screen exactly how to do this. And it is stupidly, stupidly simple. I promise you. There's nothing clever about this particularly, but the results it gets you are insane. So go to emailmarketingheroes.com/source. But before you hang up this lovely call with us, let's have this week's
subject line of the week. Subject line of the week.
Sounded like a snake while you were trying to find the button. This week's like that weird, that terrifying snake from the Jungle Book.
Exactly, exactly. Or if you've seen the producer's movie, you know, the guy who, what's he called?
Sounds like he's slowly, Roger Debris, sounds like he's deflating.
Yeah. It's great. Anyway, Rob, what have you got?
So this subject line is final call for the, and then I've just changed the words to product name, whatever your product's called. Final call for the Content Ninja 2.0, whatever your course is called. And basically, this is a really direct subject line. The reason I've put it in is because we use it a lot, or something similar to it. And it's basically the thing that goes out 60 minutes before an offer closes, the launch closes, the bonus goes away, like 60 minutes before a thing becomes obliterated. We'll say something like last chance for, or final call for this product. And it works really, really well, because one of the things you'll notice if you ever pay much attention to your data is when you send an email, you get the majority, like a huge surge of opens and clicks within the first hour. And then after that, it very quickly tanks and falls off a cliff. And so what that means is that if you don't send an email out 60 minutes before the product closes, you're actually missing an enormous opportunity. Even if you sent an email that morning, even if you sent two emails that day, most of the opens and clicks that those emails are going to get have happened by this point. Most people will now not go back and open those emails an hour before it closes. So that last 60 minute email is so, so important. So it's final call or last chance for the, whatever the name of the product is.
Subject line of the week. Subject line of the week.
Thank you so much for listening to the whole episode of the Email Marketing Show this week. It's always great to see who's joining us, so make sure you tag us on Instagram at Rob and Kennedy so we get to see some of the people behind the stats that we see in our podcast playing thingy madooda. We're back next week, so if you haven't already, make sure you hit the subscribe button on your podcast player, and we'll be back next week and we'll talk to you then. Cheers.